From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Power has been restored virtually everywhere in the Northeast and Midwest following the nation's biggest blackout. Some areas continue to experience temporary outages as power plants are restarted slowly. Officials say the so-called rolling blackouts may continue through Monday, when demand for electricity picks up with the start of a new week. Investigators say they're fairly certain the massive outage began in Ohio. The big question is why it spread so far so fast. We have three reports tonight, beginning with NPR Scott Horsley, who joins us now. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Jackie.
What do we know about what caused the blackout, Scott?
Well, we still don't know for sure what is cause and what's effect, but the first item being studied by the folks overseeing the grid was the failure of a 345-kilovolt power line in the Cleveland area on Thursday afternoon. Over the next hour, four more high-voltage lines around Cleveland also failed, and 2 minutes after that, wide power swings were first noticed in Canada and the eastern U.S. The real puzzle, as you say, is not why a high-voltage line fails. That happens, but why the problem wasn't contained. If you think of your own house, when you try to plug in a hairdryer to the same outlet where you're running a microwave and a toaster oven, you might blow a fuse. That's a built-in safeguard, and there are similar safeguards on the overall grid. In this case, it's as if you didn't just blow one fuse, but every fuse in your house and your neighbor's house. And so that's what investigators are trying to figure out.
Now, President Bush has said that this was a wake-up call to upgrade the nation's power grid, which not only the president but many have described as archaic. Would an overhaul of the grid, Scott, prevent this from happening again?
It's hard to say for sure. Yesterday, the chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said we shouldn't rush into proposing solutions since we still don't know exactly what the problem was. When we had a similar outage here in the West back in 1996, some of the fixes turned out to be pretty basic, and this outage may turn out to be more a result of procedural problems or engineering issues than an indictment of the physical grid itself. But there is a pretty general consensus among experts that we do need to invest more money in the power grid. And rightly or wrongly, this blackout is probably going to be used as Exhibit A by the people who try to make that case.
What will it take to get more money invested in the power grid?
Well, the problem is the grid is kind of a poor stepchild. One expert told me today it's fine for the politicians to talk about modernizing the grid, but the lines, for the most part, are not owned by the government, and unless there's a profit motive for private companies, you're not going to see the sort of investment that's needed. And the way the power industry is structured right now, transmission lines are sort of in the middle. They're not deregulated like some power generation, and while utilities own the lines, they're controlled by these sort of quasi-government system operators. So these are the issues that lawmakers are going to have to sort through as they work on that energy bill that's pending in Congress. Somehow they have to create some financial rewards for investment, and it's not easy because if you do it right, you actually want to build more transmission capacity than you really need, and that's not something the free market usually rewards. At the same time, somebody's going to figure out what this blackout costs the country, and that's going to be substantial, so there's a real economic incentive to try to keep it from happening again.
Well, for trying to sort all that out, NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks again.
My pleasure.